I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. People raised over $125 million through Facebook last week for Giving Tuesday. It is a record amount, surpassing last year's total of $45 million. Marianne Smith says the annual fundraising event is an important one for Bethlehem Bible College.
Our donations on Giving Tuesday are channeled into our scholarship fund. At Bethlehem Bible College, the economic situation surrounding the college is very poor, very weak. And so our students are generally not able to pay the tuition that it would cost them if we actually charged full tuition for them. So they pay approximately 10% of the cost of going to school at Bethlehem Bible College, and then we raise the additional 90%.
Bethlehem Bible College helps students stay in Palestine instead of going abroad for school. And have you ever wondered why there are so many English translations of the Bible? Biblica's Hans Kombrink says language is dynamic and morphs over generations. For this reason, most translations need revision every 20 to 30 years.
We all recognize that today's younger generations speak language that we didn't speak growing up. You know, they have different idioms, different phrases that they use, different conventions of language that they use. And so you can well imagine that a language like English has changed quite a bit since the days of the King James translation more than 400 years ago.
Please pray for Biblica's Bible translation projects and for God's Word to be accurately and effectively communicated. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News. It's a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.